Hello.
Hi, my name is Rudy. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay.
Okay. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, in English or in Spanish?
It's okay. English is fine.
All right. And do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or
No.
volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislator on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024? Would you say, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, are you somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Okay. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
All right. With which political party are you registered, Republican or Democrat?
None. Independent.
No party? Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma? High school diploma? Some college graduate with 2 years, college graduate with a bachelor's of 4 years, a graduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, Caucasian, Hispanic?
Hispanic.
All right. And what is your age?
68.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say taxes, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries, healthcare, property insurance costs, K through 12 education, abortion, crime and public safety, the environment, growth and overdevelopment, illegal immigration?
I'll say security, safety.
Okay, crime and public safety.
Yeah, crime and public safety. Then I'll say immigration.
Okay. All right.
And,
And
okay, no, that's it.
All right, no problem. If the general election for Florida state legislator were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for.
Definitely vote for the Republican.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Well, that's an open question, because I don't approve or disapprove. I think
Okay.
at the beginning I like him a lot, but then he kind of like radicalized himself and went too radical for my taste.
Okay.
But I cannot
So
say I
you
agree
would
to that.
somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
I'll say someone disapproved.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Would you say
Disapproved, totally disapproved.
strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president? Would you
Totally
say
approved.
strongly approve?
I strongly approved.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of some Republican officials in your community and you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? Okay. Sabina Koval, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with her, so.
Never heard of? Okay.
No.
What about Vicky Lopez? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Is she a Republican? I think no.
I'm not really sure if she's a Republican.
But I've never heard of that either.
Okay, no problem. So, now if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden,
Donald
the
Trump.
Democratic, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Yes.
All right. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Okay. And if the election for Florida State Household or Representatives were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Sabina Koval, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Vicky Lopez.
All right. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
All right. And I'm now going to ask you a few short Democratic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have the representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a very liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Okay. I'll say somewhat. I mean,
somewhat. All right.
I know that I'm not a Democrat, not liberal. On the conservative side, somewhat. There are a few things on the conservative side that I don't like, but then that's why I'm an independent. But basically, I'll say somewhat conservative. Yeah.
All right. And what is your national ancestry? Would you say Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan?
Venezuelan?
All right.
Yeah.
And in your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak English and Spanish equally? Mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Mostly Spanish and some English.
Okay,
at
mostly
home.
Speak, all right. In your home. So it's mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish. And,
no, backwards. Mostly Spanish and some English.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I got it. And were you born in the United States or outside the United States?
Outside the United States.
Okay. Well, I do want to thank you so much for your time. This pretty much ends our survey. You have a wonderful night, right?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Bye.
Bye.